Well, Detroit Tiger fans are once again wrapped up in the drama of October madness as the Tigers pursue another American League pennant against the Red Sox. Author John Rosenberg talks with WKAR's Peter Wharf right now about how past and recent Detroit Tiger baseball teams have provided inspiration and unity for the Motor City during trying times.
So in 1934, Hank Greenberg and the Detroit Tigers unseated the mighty New York Yankees of Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth, Tony Lazzari, Lefty Gomez, and they provided the Detroit public with a lot of excitement, and at a time when it was very the city was in a mood of despair. I mean, the depression had hit the city hard. Auto production from 1929 to 1931 had fallen 75%. Unemployment by 1935 was almost 50%, about 46%. And so the city was bankrupt, paying its employees in scrip. And so there was this mood of despair in the city, except at Navin Field, Greenberg and Goose Goslin and Mickey Cochran and Charlie Gehringer and the rest of the Tigers were challenging the Yankees for the pennant and providing a sense of hope and civic pride. And they prevailed and won the pennant, the first pennant that Detroit had had since 1909. There had been this 25-year drought in the city, and so Detroit fans were excited to have that pennant and feel this mood of victory, and you know, we're number one on top again. They lost in the World Series to the Cardinals.
Right.
And then in the next year, 35, Greenberg's the MVP of the American League, and they win the pennant once again, and Detroit becomes the city of champions with not only the Tiger success, but the Red Wings and also the Lions winning the titles. And so here Detroit is feeling, you know, wonderful, and the Tigers go on to win the World Series, and the mood in Detroit for that small sliver of time, those 2 years, they were able to forget the soup lines and the unemployment and the difficulties, and have a good feeling at least for that segment.
Up comes Goose Gun. It's a base hit. And now watch Mickey fly around those sacks. He rounds third. He's coming home, and here comes Mickey Cochran with the winning run, the run that won the game and the World Series for the Detroit Tigers.
That notion, City of Champions, I hadn't realized that the Tigers won World Series, NFL Championship, and the Stanley Cup in 35 all at once.
Right, and so that, hence the name, the City of Champions, and they had a banquet to honor the three teams, and you can imagine the civic pride that people were feeling during that time, and especially when, you know, the auto industry was so hard hit by the Depression, and what sports do best, I think, is bring a community together and help people feel good about themselves. And that's what those teams were doing, led by the Tigers, during a time when it truly was the national pastime, America's game.
We think of 29 as the stock market crash, and then the 30s are the years where things are really going downhill. But they went downhill for a long time. I mean, 34, 35, this is what people think of as sort of the heart, the deepest part of the Depression.
Yeah, America really didn't come out of the Depression or Detroit until they could became the arsenal of democracy, when they converted from auto production to making arms and for the war. And that happened in the 30s, first when they were supplying Europe with Britain with their machinery, and then the United States with their own machinery as the U.S. entered the war in 41. But the beginning, that 34-35 spell, was the beginning of this trend when the Tigers help Detroit feel better about themselves during tough times, or when the Tigers came through during tough times for Detroit. Because you had 34-35, they won the pennant those years. 40, they won the pennant just as things were looking nasty in Europe. But then 45, they won the World Series right after the war, and as America's converting back to peacetime. And so here the Tigers help America feel good as they're healing from the war. And then they come through again in 68, following the riots in Detroit, and bring the community together.
And the windup and the pitch. He swings a line shot. Base hit. Right field. The Tigers win it. Here comes Kaline to score. And it's all over. Downward singles. The Tigers mob down. Kaline has scored. The fans are steaming on the field. And the Tigers have won their first pennant since 1945. Let's listen to the Bedlam here at Tiger Stadium.
And then now, look at what they're doing now with the city again bankrupt and, population having decreased and so many of the city having been gutted by the diaspora from downtown. And here the Tigers, again, about to clinch the pennant and, you know, hopefully go deep in the playoffs.
As a kid who grew up in Michigan as a lifelong Tigers fan, I love this idea that you're expressing of the Detroit Tigers always being there during times that the people really need them.
Yeah, and that's what they did back in 34-35, and I think they're doing it again. I mean, I was at the ballpark last Sunday when they played the White Sox, and even though they lost the game, I mean, the stadium was packed, and the people were still glowing from the night before when they came back from a six-run deficit in the ninth, bottom of the ninth, tied it, and then went on to win in extra innings. So there was really the mood in the stadium was one of hope and just on the edge of joy. I think that they're waiting to feel the absolute joy till they clinch the pennant and then hopefully win the World Series. But there is that good feeling that the Tigers are bringing back to Detroit.
John Rosengren is the author of the 2013 book, Hank Greenberg, Hero of Heroes. John, thanks again for talking to us about some of the great Detroit Tigers teams of the 1930s and 40s and more. John, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's on. I want to know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?